Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Hello, everybody. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, the app, and Bubba Army Radio. Honey, you all right?
Yeah, I was choking a little bit. Went down the wrong pipe. Excuse me. Sorry.
Your mic's great.
I've got an HR complaint.
Oh, Bubba, this is just too much now.
Hold on. What? Blitz. Before...
Blitz is being a little bitch.
Right, no, everybody. You are ridiculous.
Hold on, Blitz.
Yeah.
I recognize that you have a complaint in queue, but I need you to hold it a second.
Okay.
I need to get testimony from an employee that may validate your story, okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to get his testimony first, and then you fill in, okay?
Okay.
Let me, what did you see? My buddy Denzel taught me some great detective skills. I'm going to an eyewitness. Lummy, you're an eyewitness account.
Yes, I am.
On this particular. No, are you, Lummy, are you eyewitnessing this potential issue that Blitz might be complaining about?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what did you see, sir?
I came around the corner.
All right, so let's make it real police-like. So, okay. What's your name, Warren Garrison?
Yes, I'm Warren Garrison, a.k.a. Lummy.
And you are you work at the Bubba Radio Network for how many years?
I've worked here on and off now for a long time.
Okay, that's not
16 years.
Okay, 16. Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
On and off.
Right. And you're a married man?
Yes, I am.
See, I'm trying to Blitz establish that he's a very stable.
Right.
You know, you're a married man, right?
Yes, sir.
With a new child, right?
Yes, sir.
And your wife has had her job for quite a while, right?
Yes, a long time.
As a matter of fact,
years.
I hate to make you feel like a bitch, but she's kind of the breadwinner, right?
Yes, I am the bitch boy.
Okay.
You're correct.
Can I write that down, bitch boy?
Bitch boy,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so, and you are the bitch boy here within your show, right?
Yes, I call out the bits.
Okay, but very important, right?
Very, very important.
And I heard that, you know, just between you and I, Bubba's number two guy, right?
Oh, of course, yeah, right, just right, between right. You and I.
All right, so what did you see, buddy? And your name's Warren Garrison. Warren Garrison. And you're 30, how many years old?
I'm 37 years old.
Okay, cool. One child, one wife.
One child, one wife.
All right, okay.
At around 10, 14.
Very stable. Very stable man.
Yes, very stable.
All right, 6 foot five.
Wow, let's not get crazy.
6 foot five, 280 pounds.
Correct.
Could have gone to Vanderbilt, but decided to go to Hillsborough, Pasco County.
What was the reasoning there?
It was Auburn or PHGC.
All right.
But
anyway,
what did you say?
Okay, I'm the detective here.
Sorry.
Good cop, bad cop.
I don't need the victim yet.
I'm getting a little sweaty. It's hot in here.
All right, so what did you see, bud? Yes, you may drink during this investigation. Yes, alcohol, too.
Yes, please. 10:14 a.m., I come around the
corner. Mushrooms or anything like that? This police department, just come in high as fuck.
They provide it.
Yeah. We provide our people that are giving us testimony to be high. Yes. Go ahead.
I see Blitz
down the hall. Now, where are you?
I'm coming around the corner in the hallway leading to the kitchen.
Okay. So you're coming from the engineering department?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you're coming around Blitz's engineering area.
Yes.
And you make that hard right, and now you're coming kind of by Manson's old studio.
Correct.
Okay.
And I hear someone yelling help. Help.
Oh.
Was it a male or a female
voice? It was a male.
Oh.
Okay. I look up, because I'm always looking down.
Right.
And I see...
Because you're trained to look down.
Yes, I'm trained to look down. Never look Bubba in the eyes. That's what I've been taught.
All right.
So I look up, and Anna is trying to suck Blitz's tits and get all up on it. I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Blitz says, please help me.
You know that in our handbook, we have a no tits sucking policy.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So Blitz says, help me. I start walking toward. She gets more aggressive toward him. I have to leave because I'm feeling really uncomfortable. And it went on the whole time until we got in the studios. She was calling him names like bitch boy and give me your tits.
I did say that.
Hold on, everybody. Listen, I'm the detective here.
Yeah.
Okay, please only answer questions when asked. So, Warren,
yes.
You go around the corner. You hear a male saying help,
yes.
And then you see her trying to suck his tits.
She was accosting him, sir.
Right. Yeah.
She was grabbing all over his chest.
And what was his reaction?
He was yelling for help. He was trying to push her away, but you know she does MMA, Bubba.
Right.
She does jiu-jitsu. Yeah. She was overpowering.
She's like a trained weapon. Lummi, you got to put her in, and we're all scared of her.
And we are scared of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. She knows how to choke people out.
She's like a trained weapon.
Right. Yeah. And so she has all this training, and she's
tit-sucking.
She's dangerous.
And she's sucking his tits.
By grabbing him and holding him.
So are you sure, sir, that he wasn't giving you indications that he liked it? He was actually saying, I don't like this?
He said, I don't like this. Please help me, Lummi. Please help. I want to do an HR violation. And I watched, and it was bad, Bubba.
Yeah, he jerked it.
All right. So what did you do at that point?
I turned the corner and walked away.
He ran and hid like
shit.
Like he does best. He ran and hid.
Like he was calling 911. He hid.
Did that act scare you, Warren?
Yes, it did. It scared me. And then the screams got louder from the kitchen.
Now, am I hearing that your wife might have concerns about the workplace safety of her husband?
I'm extremely. Not trying to suck on his tits. Don't worry.
No, but it's just the coworkers and what I have to see.
Right.
Just
and
blitz.
She, you know, your wife is not happy with you even having to witness tits.
Lummi's poor eyes, what this man has seen throughout the years.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true.
My Lord.
Through Lummi's eyes.
And his back eye.
Yeah.
That's an HR violation, too.
If your back had eyes, man. Oh, God. If your back could talk.
Yeah, all right, Lummi.
So, Lummi, at that point, you distance yourself from the threat, right?
Yes. Blitz is still screaming for help.
Yeah. And you did. Okay. And
I
just sat there and ate Cheez-Its in the corner.
Right. Like a, in the corner.
Like a real hero, right?
Yes.
A real fucking hero.
I was ready to come in here and roll up there
and say, bitch, stop sucking my buddy's tits.
Nope.
No, I couldn't.
She wasn't sucking them.
She was just trying to.
I was trying to suck him, but he was too quick and he's too tall.
I would have had his back too.
I was trying to get his back control. If you know what I mean, choke him out.
You know, I would have said, "Bitch, get off my buddy's tits."
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I would have.
I said stop one time, and
you
she looked
wanted
at me
to
and
suck
gave
him.
Me a look.
No, oh, sorry. I've had plenty of time to suck. I've sucked Blitz's tits. They're not all that. So anyway,
Jesus,
wow,
jelly.
All right, so. Blitz, I have the first eyewitness account. What did you experience, and would you like to file a formal complaint?
Yes, I would.
Okay, what happened, buddy? So you're in the kitchen, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, and just doing your kitchen-like stuff, right?
I was washing my hands.
Okay, all right.
I was getting turned on because I like clean hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she, like, a fucking rabid dog. She just fucking turned on
me. No, no, no. Do you know what you said to me before I started trying to suck your tits?
No.
You said, this shirt really makes my nipples pop. And then you went like, he went like that, Bubba.
Yeah, because you tried grabbing him.
No, right. At first. That's when you put him on display. So I said, this is
bullshit.
A sign that he wants me
you
to
tried,
touch
no.
and or suck his tits.
No, you tried grabbing him. And I said, yeah, and this shirt actually like really shows him off, too.
And so I just said, you put him on
display.
Maybe
she's going to file a complaint where you're
yeah,
you're
false
kinda,
advertising.
You're kind of.
Blame it on what the victim wore, right?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, you're kind of throwing your tits out there.
Yeah,
with that
he's
shirt.
Like, oh, wow, look at my.
And when you're with a girl that you're dating and she knows, and you know that she's turned on by your. I mean, Blitz, let me just go ahead and ask you some really hard driving questions. Are you or are you not in a romantic relationship with this person?
A relationship for sure, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And during this relationship. Have she not indicated that she likes your tits?
No,
sir, please, you're being sworn under Bubba Army Code of Ethic violation.
Oh, okay. In that case, then, I do not recall.
Be strong, Blitz.
I'm gonna do an MJ. I'm just going to say I don't know.
I hope that Bubba finds it in his heart to award me and
compensate
my family
me.
For my damages. Yeah. So that,
oh, shut up. I deserve the strap for that tit sucking.
So hold on now. So
Blitz, you didn't even get my tits.
I tried.
So, Anna.
Titty Twister.
Anna.
What?
How can we resolve this?
Just let it happen.
He has a legitimate complaint. He doesn't want his tits sucked.
Okay, I'm sorry I tried to suck your tits over and
now,
over.
Now, Anna, did you really try to suck? Did you really try to?
Yes.
She was trying, Bubba.
Yeah, she was trying.
Bubba, I don't know if you know this about me, and I hate to say that, you know, Blitz isn't special because he totally is, but I've breastfed on a boyfriend before. They didn't like it.
You like to nurse.
Yes.
Okay. That's no, I mean, like, you know.
Can we get a hype train or something going? This is ridiculous.
Sucking your boyfriend's tits.
Was that the guy with
not,
the tits?
Yes.
I think you're going to like my ruling. Is that, Blitz, you have established that you're in a romantic relationship with her.
Okay.
And you know that she's turned on by your tits.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you can't have the best of both worlds, and that is not be in a relationship, but not expect to get your tits fucked with at work.
Okay. Well, I'm turned on by her naked ass, so get
I think
ready.
This is going to turn into a bad situation at the workplace, Bubba. And
get
I'm
ready for some granny panties.
Anna, I will tell you this. If I rule in your favor now, I'm going to have to rule in his favor when he
starts right. pantsing me.
I made
me?
It well known. I'm into her naked ass.
I can't necessarily predict what his next maneuver may be, but you've given him a free maneuver, basically.
Okay.
That's how we're settling.
Well, I'll be doing BJJ 4 times a week, so I'll be able to protect myself, so let it eat.
You need to do some BJing, right?
You may think that you're all that, but when you get that, I mean, really.
No, but I actually really suck. That's why I'm trying to go more.
What I'm trying to say is, you know, you can get as tough as you ever, but just the pure size of Blitz and Lummy and maybe me, we could probably overpower you on any of your bullshit little moves you try to get us in.
Yeah, most likely, probably for the next, like, 7 years.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right, but
the
I will say.
Can get you to the ground.
No.
But I will say, like, for, like, shoot style, you know, like, muscle-wise, like, I could probably hold her back on most things.
Absolutely.
But, like, technique, she's doing really, like, she can get out of most of my stuff.
Here's the thing.
But I'm also pretty strong for my size.
Right, like.
Yeah, there's no question.
Listen.
But not strong in the place.
The average guy, you know, Seth Kushner, fucking Drew, I mean, like, the average dude. Would have a fucking tough time.
Oh, yeah.
Not getting fucked up by her.
Yep.
It takes some size, and she's a wiry little bitch, and she's strong as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
No, I know
for
you
for my
are.
Size, again. I understand. I'm not saying
I'm
as strong
a hold
as a guy.
Of you, and even when I, you know, kind of faked that you choked me out, I could still tell that you got some fucking gription on you. So,
Thank you.
The average guy rolling around needs to be a little weary, however the fuck you say it, of you. But you happen to deal with like the three male coworkers that you work with.
Just an enormous
just
men.
Happen to be pretty big dudes.
Yeah, either like tall,
I mean,
buff, barrel chested.
Well, I'm just saying, like, look at Lummy. That
oh,
motherfucker.
Jesus
if,
fucking
if
Christ.
He really, really. Like, I see Lummy go in the back and lift like big fucking bags of concrete.
He's strong as
and
shit.
Big ass poles. He may be mentally a pussy, but I mean, fucking. Deep down, he's a fucking handful.
He's a monster.
Now, you could tell him to look over there and smash him in the head with a 2x4. Yeah,
sure.
that's doable. Blitz is a big guy, in shape, strong as fuck. and big. Just it's tough to beat pure size
because
you're so because you're
yeah, no
so because you're so little.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm what?
You're little. You know, you're kind of you're little.
Yeah.
And you know, by just you know, 300 pounds versus 118 pounds, even if you're the bodybuildingest motherfucker, that weight gets you.
Oh, no question. I'm not saying I'm stronger than a guy by any means.
But you could get the average dude. Like, you'd fuck Johnny Depp up. Like I'm just saying.
I don't know if I would win the war, but I would definitely, yeah, I'd definitely fuck shit up.
Right.
And he's on PCP or something anyway.
Right,
so.
He's on angel dust. Mm-hmm. There might not even be the cops that could take him down. I mean,
yeah,
he might scoff at fucking, you know, tasers and every fucking thing. But, you know.
Like someone like Dan's size, like Dan would probably win, but I would definitely, you know.
Yeah, but he's wiry.
Screaming.
He's wiry too.
I know he's wiry, but I'm more wiry.
Yeah. No, you would do well against an average size man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to get better. Like, you're only going to get tougher. Like, when you become like a blue, like a brown belt or some bullshit.
Oh, Jesus. Like, a decade from now? Yeah.
You'll be able to take men. Like,
yes.
Even big men.
Yeah. I mean, not like a punch to the face or anything like that.
I'll
but...
tell you this right now. Cricket, I think her name's Cricket. And I think she's a black belt, a Gracie black belt. Have you heard of her?
No. Is she a Gracie type?
Is it midget or cricket?
There's
a girl.
I think there's like one. I think there's two, one of each.
I think there might be a midget and there might be a cricket. And
yeah.
They're nicknames.
Yeah.
But I think
I think one of them came out of Rob Kahn's and one of them came out of Matt's. But
okay.
They're both about the size of you. One of them might even be a little smaller. And I guarantee you, she could take every one of us.
Oh, 100%.
Like, she's a black belt, like a very long tenured black belt, like. She might have been a black belt back when we were doing like 08, 09. So she might be like a 15-year black belt.
Jesus.
This bitch.
Okay.
And so you don't think that she just couldn't fuck my shit up big time, regardless of how strong and big I think I am?
Mm-hmm.
She'd fuck Lummy's shit up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's going to come a point where if you stick with this long enough.
And I'm training like four times this week. Like, I'm really trying to get good.
Like
I don't like bitches, you know, showing me up, which has been happening.
Blitz, do you guys ever, like, you know, kind of horse fight a little bit, and you're like, man, this bitch is wiry. It takes,
yeah.
everything, it takes everything I got to fucking keep her down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
I can tell, like, she's gotten, it's mainly technique, not strength, because she's always been strong.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's all
right.
Technique at this point.
I can tell.
Yeah, no, well, it's a technique big
She's not
going to
get 50% more stronger.
No.
But she's going to get 82% more efficient.
Because, like, you know, you wrap your hands around someone, you know, like from behind, and all they do is they just try to grab your arms and pull them away.
Yeah.
But, like, she actually, I can, like, you know, that's what everyone else does. And now that she knows technique, she's doing other things to get my arm, and, like, and it's working.
Hi, my name is Chris Midget Twister Rodriguez. I am a BJJ black belt and owner of Gracie PAC MMA in Tampa. All right, so she has her own
What's
school.
What's her name? Real name?
Chris Rodriguez.
Chris Rodriguez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little over 300 students, 200 of them being children. I started my martial arts journey 25 years ago. I spent my entire life
Jesus.
Training in martial arts. I've spent the last 18 years teaching martial arts. I've taught over 20,000 martial arts classes in my time. I have my degree in elementary education. I'm a certified teacher in my country. People call me the teacher's teacher. Now I have my own special talents. I have great work, ethic, structure, and systems.
That's that's the school that Dawn girl went to. That's what she's saying in the chat.
Oh, okay. So this bitch right here,
yeah.
Chris the Midget Twister Rodriguez, has been doing MMA for 25 years
yeah.
and teaching it for 18.
That's crazy.
You don't think this bitch is a bad bitch? She will kill us.
Yeah, she'll kill you.
Chris Bernstein, another 20. That's Little Wilbur's afterbirth, and it's on my Cash App.
And he's qualified too. So.
Oh, he's already qualified.
Yeah.
That's just throwing money on the fire. Thank
Woo.
You. So Anna, can you imagine how bad this bitch is?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, she's a monster. There's a chick that's fights in the UFC at Matt's gym. He talked about her when he came in. Her name's Aaron Harp.
I mean, here you go, Anna. I mean, I know you know all this. White belt. Now, do they go gray belt?
Do they go gray belt? Is that what you said?
Not blue.
I mean, it goes.
This is for children.
Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
Kids one.
All right, I'm sorry.
There's no yellow belt or red belt or.
All right.
There's sometimes some studios do or gyms do a green belt between white and blue, but typically not.
Lummy, can you send me Like me, can I play it? I get a violation, wouldn't I?
Yeah,
oh,
if you play any videos.
If I played her, I'm sure there's some video of Chris the Midget Twister Rodriguez fucking people up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She fought professionally at all?
I don't know. That looks like a professional setting there.
Yeah, it does.
Does it not?
Yep.
Wow. Would you love to roll with her?
I would. Those are actually the best people to roll with. They teach you a lot, and they're very understanding.
You want me to get a hold of Rob to get you a private session for free? What would you do? Be nice to me for a day?
Freak out.
Monthly payments. It's one. Hold on. It's $4,970.
I can't read it.
I think in order to be a black belt.
Huh? I don't think you could just pay for a black belt. It's like.
So I have to ask you, what would you have to pay to have your entire systems manual complete? Now, that's going through the entire track.
Every courses.
Yeah, that must be. You can't just buy a black belt.
No. You can make 12 monthly payments of $497, or you can make one payment of $4,970. Black belt in business systems manual course, weekly group coaching calls, unlimited email, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she's got some kind of way here.
Hmm.
Well, that's Matt Arroyo right there.
There you go.
But I can't play it.
Honestly, yeah, I can't even see him.
She got her black belt, looks like, in 2012. There's a video of her, Rob Kahn, giving it to her.
Where?
On YouTube.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah.
And Blitz, we won't play it, but we can watch it, right?
Sure.
I mean, we can watch it nonetheless. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Anna, how many years will you have to go if you...
At least 10, probably more.
Hold on, if you averaged 3 times a week.
Yeah, it's not enough. I talked to a guy yesterday about training, And he said in the last year, he's really started to take it seriously. And he said he's in the gym 6 times a week, sometimes twice a day. And he's a blue belt. I'm like, right. What the fuck?
So Blitz,
you should be a black belt.
So Blitz, I'm thinking that I can play the audio.
No, the audio is the problem.
Oh, it
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then I'm going to.
Black.
Sorry. Thinking that I can play the audio. Can I play my audio?
No,
is that
the
a problem?
Audio is the problem.
Oh, it yeah. is? Oh, no, I'm sorry. All right, Blitz, you tell me. Do I need to pot it down?
Yes.
All right, cool. So.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she is. She came in and did a few things. Blitz, I mean, I'm sorry. Let me, if we were to check some of our, we might have her on YouTube.
Yeah, this was 10 years ago.
Gracie Tampa Pete.
I don't know about you.
We might have her. I think we might have her.
That's
on...
Rob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Rob.
Whoa, like I didn't even realize that was
No, that's 10 years ago.
That's Rob.
Just 10 years ago?
Yeah. Now, Anna, what's this business mean here? Black belt with all these, I mean, is
I think the red is for like a professor, like you can teach or something. I don't really know. I should probably look that up. But then I guess black belts get stripes as well. Let's see, you can see that.
Look at Rob.
He's pretty much Billy Badass with those stripes.
Yeah. And he's going through his whole deal, and he does, and explaining, you know, and look, he puts the fucking belt on her. It almost makes you want to cry for the bitch.
They almost always do cry. I actually watched a few belt ceremonies recently.
Especially when you're on this high of a level.
And well, black is Matt the ultimate level.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the, you know, the top of Mount Everest with regards yeah. to you've gotten so many years in. And they're just not going to give it to you based on
no.
how many. You have to have that many years in and be good.
Yes.
There's, oh, you know what? You've been here 15 years paying every month, but you still suck. You're well, sorry.
That's so funny that you said that because Matt taught our class yesterday. And at the end, he said exactly that. He goes, listen, I don't care about all this political correctness in the world out there. In my world, you have to earn your shit.
Right.
He's like, I don't care. He's like, you don't want your blue belt if you're getting whooped by white belts. Like, he's like, that's embarrassing for you.
And that's the
he's
one like, thing about the Gracie, right. the Gracie franchise that Rob instilled, because, you know, Matt's a protege of Rob.
Yeah.
And that Rob was like, Rob would be like, I always was on the stiffer side of belts.
Good.
He said, like, we would go to tournaments. And now, what's the belt thing? White?
White to blue to purple to brown to black.
He would be having... Like, his purple belts beat some black belts.
Yeah.
And, like, he'd be like, you know, my purple belts were beating, you know, brown belts and what's right below a black belt?
Brown.
Like, his blue belts and purple belts would be beating, you know.
That's awesome.
And he's like, "What? You, and I'm stiff on the belts. If you're a black belt with me, you're a fucking black belt.
Yep.
For real.
I think yeah. Dozier's only two. And that one's Matt Arroyo, and I can't tell who the other guy is.
Yeah. So, hold on. Rob only gave 2 black belts away?
At this time, in 2012, that he, like, trained in his Tampa place.
Yeah, Anna, so he, you know.
There's only a belt ceremonies, I think, like, twice a year, typically.
Look at this. I mean, think about how emotional and how many years and how many tens of thousands of hours you've spent.
Oh, yeah.
And
injuries.
How good you are.
Of course.
Now, look at that. See, there's Matt with his black. There's Matt with his black.
Mm-hmm.
That's is that God and is in the Gracie Tampa world
like
is that
there.
Is that God yeah. and is that Jesus?
Uh-huh, pretty much.
Now, you know your instructor, Jeff? Is it Jeff?
Yes. Well, I have a few different instructors, but Jeff is my main one.
Jeff's black belt, is he not?
He is.
Now does Jeff think like, oh fuck, there's Rob Kahn, because Jeff's a protege of Matt, which would be a protege
I think he got his black belt from Rob Kahn. I could be wrong.
Jeff did?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. So Jeff, you know, Rob Kahn is his
yeah,
messiah.
Yeah, he's like
too.
The grandfather sort of the studio, of the gym.
Let me, I like Midget the Cricket to come in here and whip your ass.
Hell yeah,
she oh, could
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah,
look at her. Anyway,
that's
yeah,
very this is
that's the girl.
Yeah,
like one of these days, Anna, you're gonna be like that.
Well, it's not gonna be for a long time.
What,
if I can just get my blue, I'll be ecstatic. Not that I'm going to stop there, but
blue's next, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a
how long?
It's a long ways
how
away.
Long typically does a beginner that's aggressively training like you? You're on the aggressive side,
but I've only been training about twice a week. Now I'm going to try to go to 3 to 4.
I understand. And so, what is the like? Is it 3 years? 4 years.
It totally depends on just like how consistent you are. But if you were to train, say, 4 times a week, I think you'd be lucky to do it in a year and a half, too. If
right.
you're training crazy.
So let's say 2 years from now, okay?
If I can get it in 3 years, I'll be happy.
So let's say 2024, you got your blue.
Yeah.
Then what's next?
Purple.
Now, how long does the average guy?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have no idea. No idea.
I know who would know. Rob fucking Kahn.
Yeah, he would. He would definitely know.
Let's call that guy up.
Again, but it's all like averages, and some people take off, you know, a few months and come back. So if you're consistently training, I don't know. I don't know what the biggest jump would be. I'm imagining blue, white to blue, because you don't know anything when you start.
This guy would know. I like to fuck with him, tell him I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh, God.
That was like, tell him.
Yeah, Lemmy said we need to call you to kick. So Lemmy wants to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Lemmy says you ain't got nothing.
I said, hey, is this Rob Kahn? Oh. Well, I got a guy who works for me named Warren Garrison wants to kick your fucking ass.
Por favor, deje su mensaje.
What?
Uh-huh. Ocho, uno,
Rob turned Mexican?
Whoa.
Yep.
Man.
1-8-9-6-0. Lo siento. El buzón está lleno.
Lo siento.
Para enviar una notificación.
Eddie Kelly, 25 on my Venmo at the Bob Army. Hello?
Para enviar una notificación por SMS, oprima 5.
No, 5.
It's 5.
Press 5.
Press 5?
Para enviar una notificación, su notificación por SMS incluirá su número.
Pardon?
7-2-7-2-3-8-7-0-1-0-0.
This is the number I got from him.
Uno, dos,
tres, cuatro, cinco.
I'm gonna fuck with him if he answers the phone.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 8-1-3-6.
Dump that, Papa. Or, yeah, there you go.
Fuck all that. That brings me right on to zero.
Yeah.
Did Rob go to Mexico and got his phone fucking ripped off?
I don't
know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hope you're okay, Rob.
Yeah.
It's dangerous down there.
Mafia got him.
I mean, you can be a 86-time black belt, but, you know, in the fucking cartel, didn't mean shit.
Roll up with some
guns.
They
got a fucking Uzi on your shit.
Griselda Blanco got you.
Right, Blitz?
That bitch is nasty.
I mean, you know, fuck. When you're getting Uzi'd, fuck your black belt.
Right. Yep.
But are we having problems with our Facebook? I think we are.
I checked it.
It shows one guy.
It shows one guy, but if you hit play, it works.
Mm. But one guy.
I know.
Fuck it.
I mean, I'm watching it, and I'm more than one guy.
Oh, yeah, you're several guys.
Mm-hmm.
You doing okay, Bubs?
What do you mean?
Check in. I like to check in with you sometimes.
I got such a jam. I got a whole...
No, but being busy is fine. Are you okay mentally?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
It's just like, you know, you got your blood tested and you're checking all your levels, but, like, how are you doing?
I'm not doing too good with this Tyler situation. And I don't want to really get into it too much, but it's fucking tore me up.
I'm sorry.
It's just... Ugh. You know, because that's, you know...
It's stressful and it's sad.
Yeah, you know, you don't even know what it's like to be a parent. And when you're when you're a parent...
Hopefully I'll never know.
You know what? Yeah. But, I mean, I got, Jesus, look at my list. That's just today. Doctors, 11:30. Conference call right after. Got to get a hold of Sue from the podcasting deal. Me and Blitz already turned down the Twitch travel. I got that one. That's under taken care of.
Joseph Cipriano wants to come in.
Who's that?
The chiropractor that we were watching yesterday.
Oh, you said the 25th.
Yeah, well, I asked him if that date was okay, and he said that Wednesdays are rough. So I was thinking maybe the following Tuesday,
which
might be the
7th?
The 31st.
Yeah, no, 31st. The 31st.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. The 31st.
Absolutely.
Would that be okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll fly that by him because he's not going to be around Monday, Tuesday of next week.
Tell him, will you please tell him that we're fans?
Oh, I told him all the things. Yeah. Yeah, he's down. He's already persuaded him. He's already down to do it.
Oh, perfect.
You know?
And if you would want to come in like maybe like the
like 10?
like...
And we start at like 10, 15, 10, 20?
Yeah. Like start it, come in like at 10. We'll like do a brief introduction, mm-hmm. you know, off air.
Sure.
And then get his table all set up. And then at 10:15, we'll go live on our various pieces parts.
That's good. And I told him that he could film, you know...
All he needs.
For his channel as
yep.
well.
Yep.
Yep.
Which he was very excited
you
about.
Know, yeah. However, whatever. We can share the footage. We can, whatever. Take our own, whatever.
I cannot believe he's in Tampa. Like, I have literally been watching him for about 2 years. And I had no idea he
was
even in
Florida. Now,
was
he familiar with me?
It seemed like he was like, absolutely, yes, I'm totally down. So I think he does know you.
Oh, perfect. That's the best ever.
Because it wasn't like, well, what kind of show is it? What kind of music do you know? He was like, oh, yep, I'm down. Just let me know when I can come in.
Yeah.
I was like, awesome. Sweet.
Perfect. And by the way, good luck. Good job on that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
My phone lines are blowed up. And then I got to go. I'm literally blitzed. So, I got all my... I'm literally getting in the smart car and leaving. Right,
just jetting. No time to do anything.
I got my glasses.
Yep.
I got my book.
Get out.
My blood results. Mm-hmm. Lummy tonight. I'm going to print out all the Brad Johnson stuff and be ready for Brad. Brad's tomorrow, what, 9:10?
Yes, he is.
Is there a Lightning game tonight that I need to pay attention to?
No.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful. Thank you.
Hello. And Big Mike Blitz is trying to get with me to get my battery to me.
Awesome.
Which I need. Hello. Who's this?
Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, buddy.
Did you ever get an update on that crazy bitch that you guys married and that dude with the neck tattoos?
I did. Cash reached out to me about a week ago and said things have calmed down and have gotten better. And I was like, awesome. I baby-faced on it. I'm like, if you ever need anybody to talk to... Or I did. I said, if you ever need anybody to talk to or you need anything, buddy, I'm always here for you, okay? Blitz, that's what you got to do with that guy,
yeah.
You know? And he's like, you know what? Thank you. And I'm like, no, thank you. And again, keep me posted, bud. So supposedly, as of now, things are going good.
Awesome. Thanks, Bubba. Later.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you
for asking for the update.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still pregnant?
I don't know. I don't even fucking want to, like...
ask about it.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Should I try to call?
Maybe not, though.
Maybe not, you know?
Yeah, maybe not. We only got 10 minutes anyways, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we could call.
Yeah, we got off easy the last time. We were cutting it close, though. We almost all died.
David Figueroa on my Cash App.
I don't want to die, Bubs.
Craig Bernstein on my Cash App. Matt Maybe on my Cash App. At the Bubba Army. Venmo the same way. I don't want to die, Bubs. Say it.
I don't want to die, Bubs. I got to make it to at least Blue Belt.
Yeah. But maybe we should just call Haley and Babyface. Blitz, a straight Babyface. Maybe that would be just a straight Babyface. You know what I'm saying?
Calling just her, though.
You're just calling her.
Okay.
And just saying, hey, Haley, we're checking on you. Are you doing okay? You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, you know, you having a baby? Did you have an abortion? You know.
Yeah, none of that.
And if she starts offering up some stuff, that drama, that's on her. We don't have to participate in it.
No, we don't.
This is Haley, married to Cash, potentially pregnant with her fourth child, that we hope is Cash's.
God.
Hope they don't listen to the show.
Dear God.
And I'm not going to call Angie. That seems to be a problem, you know.
Did he get her?
Oh.
Haley, it's Bubba. Did you hang up on me?
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
Ouch. That's not good.
Bye-bye.
Did she say nope?
That was a slap.
And hung up?
In the face.
What do I do?
Call back.
Yeah. You have to call back. She didn't say don't call me.
An accident. Probably.
Yeah, the dog hung up the phone.
Probably your chin hang up or something.
Which one?
Shut up, guys. Baby fucking face. Now I'm going to get cussed out.
We're straight to voicemail.
I'm the person that married you. How can you hang up on me?
Maybe married life not going so well.
Now it's your fault.
Now it's your fault.
Oh, I'll get blamed for it, Blitz. You know I will.
I know.
Yeah. You're going to voicemail.
Please leave your message for 727-6-8.
Block that number. Block that number. Blah, 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 blah.
What about Angie?
This is exactly what we said we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, as long as you don't talk cash.
I know, but you're just asking questions.
But hold on, the last time I called fucking cash, he's like, you've been talking to Angie. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that got him full hog.
Well, he's got to not call cash.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What?
And we were totally just...
Oh, fuck.
The number you dialed, 7-2.
Get that.
Is that Angie?
She didn't pay her phone bill.
Or Cash killed her.
Could be.
I mean,
that's why Cash said everything's doing better now.
Yeah, but you know why everything's better? Because fucking Angie's dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
got rid of the problem.
Oh, my God.
LOL.
Oh, my God. Let me
question mark.
Yeah.
Let me. I may have potentially another number for her. Hold on.
Okay.
Same number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
The number you dialed, 7.
What does it say? Let me see. Oh.
Let's just call Haley one more time, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
I mean, they have to understand, if we marry you, that's a...
What?
Yeah.
The number you dialed, 7-2.
Access denied.
That was Angie's number, though, right?
No, that was Haley's.
What? Did they block you or something?
Why would they do that?
But this is the same number I just dialed, you know.
I know. If you get that same error, let's hear what it says. Hold on.
The number you dialed, 7.
Blah, 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 blah.
489-6-2-1-8-5.
9.
Mm-hmm.
Received a response from the service provider.
What?
The number
received
you
a response from the service provider.
8.
This is outrageous.
9 has not received a response from the service provider.
They block a blitz at some kind of white trash cricket blocking bullshit.
What the hell?
Yeah, I wish I had that. I wish I could fucking just put somebody on SWO like that.
It says that they're not signed into their Google account.
Oh, they're Googled.
Hmm.
So it says Google. It's Google Voice or something.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, I think we pretty much answered the question how things are going.
Yeah. Whoops.
Oh, fuck it. Let's get the hell out of here. I got to go to my doctor. She's going to tell me I need to get another blood test. And
yeah, you got it.
You know what, Blitz? Can I tell you?
Get the small car and jet right out of here.
Can I tell you? You know, Blitz, now, honest to God, I think you know where that place is, right? Right by Countryside Mall.
Oh, yeah, that place.
Like,
I know exactly where it's at.
I mean, you know exactly where it's at.
Yes, I do.
Like,
yep.
If I had my extra backup battery, I would have biked there today.
Oof.
2 hours. I had it figured out. It'd take me about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a long. That's
yeah,
a long
but I was
biking.
Gonna. But if I had my backup battery, Mike.
Yeah, you could make it.
I could. I'd be like, man, I might not. My stats might not say I'm in shape right now, bitch. But I biked fucking 27 miles here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, e-biked. Still. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Ana. It'll be interesting, like, because I get my levels done every 6 months.
Right.
And if I keep up this regimen, it'd be interesting
to see.
You're
going to see a lot of improvement.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yes. Hold on, I got a call. That's it. See you guys tomorrow. Have a good day. We got noon releases on Facebook and YouTube. Noon releases on Facebook and YouTube, and we don't quite know what's going on with our OnlyFans account. We might be fucked on that one.
We're still going to put stuff up there, though.
They're going to what?
I said we're still going to put stuff up there.
But it'll probably get taken down within the day.
Yeah, we'll see.